What happened, John?
Oh, it's really not of anything relevant. It's just something in an email as I was trying to put together the promos.
If it's happening to you, then it's relevant to me.
Huh? Thanks, friend.
I'm post-showing now, so now I have to be nice.
I know, because she's been nothing but mean to me all morning.
That's all I do.
It's, like, almost intolerable to have to deal with you. It's almost...
Oh, I can get somebody else in here.
Ugh! I really need a new coffee cup. This thing is just dead. I need it.
Aw.
I had the weirdest thing happen this morning. I went to go get a we had this stupid coffee makers that we have, right? The hoity-toity pinkies up ones.
Yes.
And you put the packet in, and you put the cup underneath. And I can't even tell you how many times. It's been a lot. That's why I'm saying I can't tell you. How many times, like, I just can't because I don't know, but it's been a lot. I've put my coffee cup underneath it, but I didn't put it in the right spot. And so I'll get on my phone, and I'll just be la, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la,
waiting. And I'll look over, and it says, please place your coffee cup in the proper place. You know what it tells you? Have you seen it do that?
Yeah, it's okay. Very passive-aggressive.
It is very passive-aggressive. So I did that, okay? And then I went back to my phone, la, da, 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 right? And then I looked back over, and it was done, but I only had, like, a splash of coffee. And it said it was finished. And I'm like, where the hell did it go?
What in the world? That's so odd.
Like, where did the coffee go? I don't know. I don't know where it went. I was very confused.
Yeah, that's super odd.
I was very confused. All right. So I need to write promos.
You should boycott it.
The machine?
Yes.
No, but I need my coffee.
Yeah, but it's just being mean to you.
Well, there's a lot of things mean to me in life that I just keep around.
Rough.
My dog, Bella. So she got into my trash the other, which isn't surprising. She does that all the time.
Jerk move.
Right? She gets into my trash. But I got home yesterday, and so she was down in my bedroom sleeping like she always does. And I got up in the morning, and we had our conversation like we normally do. You know, and I talk to her, and she just lies there the whole time. She cracks me up. She doesn't move. I just walk over. I just step all over. I'm doing my stuff in my office and getting ready to get in the shower down there and walk all around her and all that. She didn't move. She just opened up an eye, just let her look at me, you know, while I'm walking. So, you know, the trash can wasn't full. I emptied it. And so sometimes I'll move it to the desk.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, we're good there. I'm like, all right, well, I got to go. So I'm going to give her... Gave her a little head rug, a little belly rub, yeah. Made her legs, she'll see you later, you know, love you, Bells, and walked out. I got home yesterday, and I walk into my bedroom / office, and my pillow's on the floor. My pillow was on the floor, and I'm like, why is my pillow on the floor? And I look over at my bed, and she peed on my bed!
Oh.
That turkey.
Turkey?
And it's just been, you never heard that term before?
No.
It's turkey.
Well, I mean,
what a turkey.
I've never heard someone say, what a turkey.
Yeah. What did I do? I'm like, why did you pee on my bed? She's done it before. I think she's done it maybe four times in the...
That's such a jerk move.
10 years that we've had, especially for how well I treat her.
And it's not like your dog... You know that when she does it, she's sending a message.
I know.
Because she has a doggy door that she knows to use.
Yes, and I understand it's up two flights of stairs, but there wasn't enough, like, doggy pee to warrant having...
Like it being an emergency, like she woke up and was like, whoa!
No, she clearly got on the bed and did some rolling around. I mean, she clearly was... The pillow was off of the bed. She clearly was like,
yeah.
You know, and I have a mattress protector on for that very reason.
Yeah.
I was like, gosh darn it. I mean, I needed to clean my sheets anyways, but I'm like, what did I do to you, dog? Why? We've been getting along fine. I haven't.
What a jerk move.
I know. It wasn't like I hadn't been gone. Oh, wait a second. What? Duh.
What?
Well, now it makes sense.
Why?
What was yesterday? Not my birthday.
I was going to say, it'll be your birthday.
No. It was my first day back. I've been home for a week.
You've been home for a week. And then she's like, this man has the audacity to leave.
And she knew that I was leaving. Because she knows, like, when we start packing for a trip.
Okay.
She absolutely knows, because she gets all depressed and sad.
Yeah.
And she knows when we're pulling out suitcases. And I think she freaked out when Logan left, thinking that I was going to leave. And so makes sense, is that I went to work.
He's left me forever.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I thought he had quit. I thought he'd retired.
She's like, I thought that he was just mine now.
I thought... Right.
And now I still have to share him with the world.
I'm so here. So here, my urine. My dog pee.
This will show him.
So, okay, that makes... All right, that makes sense. I mean, still not right.
No, yeah.
But that makes sense.
Naughty Bella. You right. Rub her face in it.
No, I did not rub her. I rubbed my own face in
it. That's weird. Bad John.
No, I did not rub her face in it. She knew. She was hiding from me most of the day and kept keeping her head down and was sad.
She's like, I thought he's back now.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I feel a fool.
Yeah. Oh, I I wouldn't have done that if I had known.
I drank extra water just for that.
I thought you were gone forever. I am very sorry. Good thing I didn't do what I was going to do. Yes, that's what it was.
My mom thinks that Emma got into some fireball shots.
What?
Yeah. Well, did you see the picture that my mom posted on Facebook?
Yes.
It was they went to a horse show and they had a big silent auction, and apparently like nobody was bidding on stuff. So they got a ton of stuff, and for whatever reason, this like horse show, which is mainly geared towards children, really. I mean, like they have age divisions for all ages, but a lot of very family friendly for the most part, I guess, because for some reason a lot of their silent auction items were alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like this pack of those little single fireball, like tiny bottles. And pretty sure that we got like 40 of them. I don't think anybody in my family even drinks fireball, but I think it was like $5 for all of them.
Right.
And my mom found one of them all chewed up and empty. And she's convinced that it must have been Emma. Even though Emma is like, she doesn't really chew on stuff. Like, I never find her chewing on stuff. She's not really a chewer, thankfully, thank God. But for whatever reason, my mom's convinced that it was Emma that chewed it open and must have drank the fireball because there was no, like, liquid on the ground.
But okay. But you could tell they were like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can always tell when, like, a dog's been chewing on something.
That would be a treat for a dog. It's a treat for me.
Do you think that they'd like that cinnamony taste?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really strong. Yeah, so Emma's a lush now, apparently.
Nice.
She's a little underage. She's only like 10 and a half months.
And I'm treating
months.
Her, you know, yeah. Well, you got to be careful. That's a gateway. You don't want her, you know, getting a job at a, you know, getting a job pole dancing or something later on.
Next, it'll be crack cocaine.
Yeah, it all started with the
fireball.
With the fireball. Yeah. That's right.
Next, I'm going to come in and be, Emma, why is your face covered in white powder?
It's a donut.
She can't hide it very well because she's a black lab. Yep. So, yeah, apparently my dog is now a developing alcoholic.
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
that's good to have goals.
It is. She's a good puppy, though.
Yeah. I would like to meet Emma one day.
You would love her. She's such a good girl. She learned how to, I taught her how to roll over. She knows a lot of tricks now. But she's so excited now because she learned how to roll over, and now sometimes I'll just look at her and she'll just roll over because she likes doing it so much.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a good puppy. And if you wave at her, every time you wave at her, she'll wave back whether you have a treat or not.
Aw.
Yeah. It's really cute. Doesn't matter where you are, because like sometimes I'll be sitting on one end of the couch and she'll be sitting on the other end of the couch, and I'll just look at her and I'll just be like, "Hi, Emma," and I'll wave, and then she waves back. It's really nice. This is what I do instead of hanging out with humans.
I teach my dog to wave at me. I advocate this behavior.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
It's great. Even if she's like laying flat on her back asleep, I'll like walk over and I'll just be like, "Hi, Emma." And with her paws all up in the air, she'll take one paw and just flop it around and wave back. So cute. Oh, she's a good girl.
I think. Okay, I think these are good.
Promos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here they come. I think this will work. It's like it's almost more difficult doing the promos than it is prepping for the show when Drew's gone. It's actually easier doing the prepping the show when Drew's gone. I will say that much. Because I only have to deal with one batch of prep my own. That's not a bad thing.
No.
He finds stuff that I don't find, but it exponentially cuts my time when I am the arbiter of what we should be talking about. That
when you have stories coming in from Drew and then the occasional couple from me and then you, whatever. When it's just you and you're just grabbing the stories, then
it's a lot easier.
Simpler. Just more simple.
What?
Let's see.
There's a picture of Brie Larson on her Instagram page. She's dressed up like a Jedi. Is that actually her page, though? It is her page.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's sparking all kinds of... Oh, look at her another... Wow, she's got a whole bunch of pictures of her as a Jedi on here.
Why?
Well, there was any particular reason. I know that there was talk about having her be in a Star Wars film and... So there's a picture of here of, what did she write? She wrote, the category is Jedi realness. Like, I want to say that Brie Larson is cool, but she kind of bugs me. she's already like saying political stuff. I'm just like, just why?
Just stay in your lane, Brie Larson.
She went to Galaxy's Edge, so... That's what she was.
She's just a fan.
Yeah, apparently. Well, she works for Disney. She's paid to be a fan.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. All right, you got the promos? Since this is such a riveting post show. It is.
I'm serious. It actually is. Yeah,
it's wonderful.
We told puppy stories.
Yeah. The show was really good today.
You're welcome.
It was all you. I don't deny that at all. I don't, if you hadn't been here, it would have just been awful.
Aw.
So.
Aw.
No, I was good. No, I was happy with it.
Good.
That's what's important. Going home happy.
Yes.
There have been times when we've done the show and I have not gone home happy.
That's the worst.
You've been around for that. It's not fun. Yeah.
No, not fun at all.
That mostly happens when you have random people come by and they just look confused. What was the show today?
You can feel like you had the best show on earth, and someone can just, pop in and just be like, so that show today, huh?
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Let's see you do it.
I don't seek out people's opinions on particular shows just because I can walk away going, if I'm fine with it, then that's all that matters. All right. Shall we promo this up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's promo it down.
Morning daily promo.
Let's promo down.
Down. Okay. Ready?
No.
I'm totally thrown off because you didn't type all of this in caps lock.
But I have made the rest of it purple.
It's pink. That's pink.
Or pink, whatever. I did change the color.
Thank you.
Because yesterday I didn't, and you made a comment of it.
I did. I just,
But you did, and I changed it per your comment yesterday.
Aww,
so
I appreciate the thought.
Who's the better friend here?
I appreciate the 6 extra clicks that you went through.
It was 7.
The 7.
Let's be clear.
Okay.
Okay, that last one was a doozy.
Morning daily promo.
Okay.
Coming up Wednesday on Justice and Drew.
How many jobs will be lost if the national minimum wage is raised to $15 an hour? We'll tell you. Plus, we'll talk with fellow iHeart host and Twitter provocateur Jesse Kelly at 8:35.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
That felt like 8 years long.
That did feel like 8 years long. It was only 16.6, which is marginally...
Sweet. That works right.
It does. Sweet. That actually times out better than most. Let's see here. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
According to... Justice and Drew, mornings.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
According to the CBO, jobs will be lost if the national minimum wage is $15 an hour. We'll tell you how many, and it's bad.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. It's bad.
How was that timing?
It's fine. It's pretty much the same as it was yesterday.
Okay.
Facts. You're listening to Joe Fags.
According to the CBO, jobs will be lost if the national minimum wage is raised to $15 an hour. We'll tell you how many, and it's a lot.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. For some reason, I turned off my microphone, so I had to, like, I started talking, then I had to flip it back on.
You peaced out.
I did not peace out. I just asked, I don't know why I turned it off. Oh, because I had to cough. Boop.
And now we go boop, boop.
Boop, boop.
Do you know that song?
No.
And now we go doot, doot.
What is that from?
Doot, doot, doot. It's an old. Is that an 80s song? It's an 80s song. And now we go doot, doot.
Closing argument. You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
According to the Congressional Business Office, right? CBO?
Congressional
I think it is. I'm going to stick with CBO.
Say CBO.
You cut that out of the show. I don't know why I'm stuck on that. Now it's going to bug me. You don't have to cut it out. Hold on. CBO. It was just real quick. Let me just make sure I'm right. I don't know why that didn't sound right. Congressional Budget Office. That's what it is. I don't know why I was saying business. That's dumb. Oh, I failed. I suck. Take my contract away. Okay.
Ready? You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
According to the CBO, jobs will be lost if the national minimum wage is raised to $15 an hour. We'll tell you just how many and a preview. It's bad.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Okay, I'm going to post this and do horse camp stuff at the farm.
Okay, bye.
We harmonize perfectly.
Yeah, we do.